marriage, divorce, and family values. We talk about some of the things that can help us maintain strong families so that it doesn't lead us to divorce. The instructions of the Ahlul Bayt, which we've been given. But if we implement these teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, we will have a loving relationship, a strong relationship, and the love will actually increase day by day. As your iman grows, the love of the spouse grows. So ideally, our iman should be growing on a daily basis. One of the things that we're taught, according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, is that when you marry, you do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you marry one another with the niyyah that I will try and bring this person to paradise. I will try and do all that is in my means to fulfill this person's legitimate needs and help to bring this person to come to paradise with me. When Amir al-Mu'mineen was asked to describe Hazrat Zahra salamallahu alayha, he said that she is ni'ma al-aun ala ta'atillah. She is the best helper, excellent helper on obedience and service to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we start off in a marriage with that noble niyyah, the niyyah that I want to try and bring the other person to paradise, I'm not going into my marriage selfish. Rather, I'm looking, how can I serve? So what happens is I go into the marriage thinking about my taklif and my duty instead of what I get out of the marriage. The second point is to have realistic expectations before you go into the marriage. Islamically, what characteristics should I look for in a spouse? As the Ahlul Bayt have said to be careful about your selection. So what characteristics have they said that if you look for them, then inshallah after that you'll be successful? Because after that, after I do get married, according to the hadith of the Ahlul Bayt, then I should be patient with my selection. After I get married, then I'm patient and I hang on and I stick with it and I fight for it. But before I get married, I'm supposed to go and check and see if this person has those qualifications that the Ahlul Bayt have mentioned. When I say realistic expectations, though, what happens is that we sometimes learn of love through movies, through what we see in Hollywood. We think of that kind of a love. So then when I find out I get married and then I see that my spouse has flaws and all of us have flaws, then after that I start to tell myself, well, you know what? I didn't meet my soulmate. The problem is that I didn't meet my soulmate. I should get divorced from this particular woman or from this guy, and then I'll marry the right person and trap of shaitan. The last one is that after that, once you get into the marriage, one of the cardinal sins of the West is that they have destroyed the institute of marriage. And it is so easy for us to divorce the other person. The sense of commitment that used to be there, many times it's not. I'm selfish, self-centered, self-serving, and at the drop of a hat, we've fallen out of love. I'm going to divorce. It's come so easy, it's like changing the coffee that you drink, you know. Well, now cappuccino would be better. And just that easily, relationships fall apart. So you find young people, I've been married 2 years, I'm now divorced. 1 month, 6 months. Because that idea that marriage itself was valuable. It's realistic to expect that there are some problems. But I work through that, I fight for that, I can make it. The instructions, if I hear them from the Ahlul Bayt, I'll try and go for it. So we want to keep all of those points in mind. We want to take these things seriously.